afternoon, and you're listening to A Progressive Life. I'm Glenn Coble, and we are joined by Joellen. Oh, I lost the last name.
King,
yes. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's fine.
Joellen King, and she's from the Council on Aging here in town, and we're going to talk to her about it. And I'm kind of aging, so at 74, I should know more about you. And so we're going to talk about it. And where is your headquarters?
Well, we are located on 125 Executive Drive.
Down by the
suite
hospital.
Two. Yeah. It's the old Social Security building.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we're located in there with United Way is in that office, too.
Okay.
We've been there now, probably 12 years, I bet.
Is that puppy dog still in the United Way's office?
I haven't seen...
There was a little puppy dog that always greeted me when I went there.
I haven't seen the puppy dog, so I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe he went for a run. I don't know. All right. Well, let's start out. You started, what, 05, something like that?
Yes. This year, we have a levy on the ballot, November 3rd, and our agency started back in 2005. There was a group of concerned citizens, Beattie Agner being one of them, Hazel Blankenship being another, who saw that there was not enough services in Marion County for the seniors.
Okay.
And they worried about our seniors. Beattie at that time was the director of the senior center.
Yeah, was it around? It was around, wasn't
the
it?
The senior center
yes.
was the, yes. The senior center's been around a long time.
So that was kind of the headquarters for where all the us
that's
of
where,
over 60
yes,
were?
Yes, okay. And Beattie really felt that we needed to expand services, Beattie and Hazel. So they got together a group of concerned citizens back then, concerned folks about the seniors, and had lots of meetings, lots of brainstorming, and came up with some core services that they felt the seniors in Marion County needed.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that on a ballot, their first ballot in 2005 for the levy. It was defeated the first time out.
So it had to be organized as a nonprofit then if you were on
yes,
the levy.
We're a nonprofit,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was defeated the first time out in November. So then in May of 2005, it was passed.
Okay.
So we've been in operation ever since then.
Well, you know why? Because I moved to town in 2005.
And we got your vote. And we
yeah,
got
you
your
did
vote.
Get our vote.
Your vote was the vote we needed. That was it. So since then, we have been operating and providing services such as home-delivered meals, adult daycare for seniors who have Alzheimer's and dementia disease.
Yeah, that's very important.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, those caregivers, no one knows what it's like to be a caregiver until you walk in their shoes.
And to be a child of a person that needs that, I can't imagine how horrible that would be. And to have a caregiver, boy, that just
saves a lot of
mental problems.
It does. We have husbands and wives that would drop off their loved one to the daycare center all day.
Mm-hmm.
Or we also have adult children. You know, a lot of parents are living with their adult children now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have adult children, when they work, they drop their loved one off at the adult daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
So the daycare center has been around since 2000, probably in 2006, and right now it's operating out of Kingston.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, due to COVID, they had to close it down back in March, but we hope to see that reopen soon.
What do you do with those folks? They still need that service.
They still need that service, and I've talked to some of them, and they are anxiously awaiting the daycare center to open. I think they depend on friends, family, but a lot of it just is dependent on the caregiver themselves. So they're tired.
Yeah, I'm sure
they're tired.
They are. Yeah.
So that's one of our core services. Medical transportation and transportation is another. We contract with the Marion Senior Center for transportation in county.
I've seen their little vehicles going around. Yeah.
They take our folks back and forth to dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
They take them to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, hairdresser's appointments. And then for out-of-county appointments, because a lot of the seniors in Marion still go down to Columbus for their doctor's appointments.
Of course they would, yeah.
So we transport them to Delaware and to Columbus. And for that service, we contract with Morrill County Transportation. And that's another service that is just so needed. you know, people who need chemotherapy and don't have loved ones to take them, mm-hmm. They can get on the van and be driven right to the chemotherapy center and picked up and driven right to their front door.
I imagine that's a lot of them because, you know, if you're working, now, maybe now it's not so needed, but if you're working, it's would be kind of tough to take your parent to right. something like that. If you've got a job, well, sure. you can't keep telling your boss, I got to take my mom to chemotherapy right. every Wednesday, Friday, and, you know, whatever.
Right. And as, you know, as we age, a lot of folks don't like to drive to Columbus
yeah.
and deal with Columbus traffic some days.
Yeah. I just had cataract surgery. So now I'm feeling a lot more comfortable
about
driving.
Right. Right. I know. So that's another one of our services. Mm-hmm. We have in-home care, where we provide light housekeeping to seniors. Mm-hmm. They can do light housekeeping. They can do laundry. This is probably one of our most popular services that we offer.
Now, do you charge for these different services?
All of these services are on donation basis only.
Okay.
The main question I get when I tell folks that is, well, how much should I donate?
Yeah.
And I always tell everybody it's whatever they can afford. Mm-hmm. And whatever they felt led to donate. It's very anonymous. I have no idea what anybody donates to the service. Mm-hmm. But by their donations, it helps us provide other services for our seniors.
I imagine in Marion, there are a lot of people who the donation could hardly be $5. Now, would that work okay? Or
it would. Again, I tell them if they could donate $2 a week, mm-hmm. that's fine. And some weeks, if they use the service every week, and some weeks, if they can't afford to donate, that's okay, too. It's really when they need to donate. These services are set out there so that we can keep our seniors in the home. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, by providing these services to the seniors, they can stay in their homes longer.
Mm-hmm.
We accept no federal or state funding at all, or local funding.
Why did you need a...
We're funded strictly by the tax levy that
oh, okay.
we have out.
But that is city funding, right?
Well, it's the taxpayers are paying us.
Okay, I got you.
So we're, you know, the Marion County has been very, very faithful to us over the past years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they continue to be that way. But mm-hmm. We aren't affiliated with the county. We aren't county
okay.
employees. We aren't state employees. We just are affiliated with the Senior Services Tax Levy. That's how we get all of our funds.
Gotcha.
That and through donations.
What was the last tax levy per $100,000 house?
Per $100,000 house, it will be a little less than $2 a month.
Yeah.
So it's very low. Our tax millage that we're asking for is 0.8. So we're not asking for a lot of money. I feel we're probably one of the most fiscally responsible agencies in the county.
Mm-hmm.
We will probably bring in about $800,000, and out of that money, $675,000 goes to direct services.
Wow, very good.
We only have myself as an employee and another very part-time person, and then our upkeep for our offices.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our money really goes to direct services.
Wow.
That's why we've decided to contract out all of our services, because we felt it would be much more fiscally responsible to do so.
Sure, yeah. And there are ways that you can pair up with other counties to help that.
Yes.
Right? That's what you're doing.
We contract out, so we take the best bids.
Yeah.
So an example of that is our meals come down from Tiffin. From Seneca County.
Now, is that the same thing as Meals on Wheels? Is that or?
There's different meal companies in Marion. We have
okay.
three different ones. We
okay.
have ours. We have Mobile Meals, which operates out through the hospital. And then Life Care Alliance comes up from Columbus that also delivers meals.
Wouldn't it be cheaper if you all got together?
Well.
I know that's harder said than done.
Yeah. We service about 115 people a day with our meals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, so somebody off-site does the cooking and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, Seneca yeah. County Council on Aging provides us with their meals. People may have seen the truck around. It's a white truck, and it has a big sun on the side.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it says Nutrition Services.
I've seen that.
Those deliver our meals. So people seem to really like our meals. I don't get many complaints about our meals. We have two different programs that we offer. One, you can receive a hot meal every day, Monday through Friday. Or the other option is what we call home-style meals. You receive 5 frozen meals once a week. You can put them in your refrigerator and then eat them whenever you want.
Hmm.
And you only have to be home for the delivery once a week then.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And after you're on the program for 2 or 3 weeks, you get a menu, and you can actually pick what you like.
Now, you do realize that I haven't eaten lunch, and you're talking about...
Am I making you hungry? Yeah.
And my wife makes me go to the grocery after I leave here,
sure.
So I won't eat till 2:30, and you're talking about food.
I'm sorry. I'm making you hungry.
That's all right. Well, now, in those meal-type things, So anybody can ask for that. Now, is that a donation type thing as well?
Everything is donation.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's no set cost for any of our services.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So if you spend $1.50 on the meal and you only get 50 cents, you're on the... we're going dipping back into the money that you got on your levy. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So,
I see it.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how... You've got to be very fiscally responsive, don't you? Because
yes,
you're not making a ton of money.
We're not making any, really, no. We're not making any money. But that's not our purpose.
Right.
Again, our purpose is to keep the seniors in their home so that they can stay independent. That's what the original purpose was back in 2005, 2006, and that's still our goal. We feel very strongly that seniors should be able to stay in their home as long as they can, as long as they can be safe.
Yeah.
We also do a personal shopping service.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's really nice, where folks can go in, get their shopping list for their seniors, go out, do the shopping, get them exactly the products they like.
Mm-hmm.
I did some shopping during the COVID for some seniors, and I found out it's not as easy as it sounds, because folks really like the brands that they like.
Yeah.
So, and we really try to do that, to find them just exactly what they like.
Yeah, that could be difficult. I can see my wife, if you got her the wrong type of cracker, she would not be happy.
Well, we all like everything that we like, so we get used to our products. And then, you know, they put the groceries away for their clients. I think the nice thing about the personal shopping, you know, about all of our service, the in-home services, the meal delivery, it's eyes on the people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's somebody checking on them.
Yes. That's probably as big a thing as just getting them the food, I would think.
It really is. It's company. You know, they stay and they visit.
Or if a person's fallen down and broken a hip and you go there and they're not answering the door, you know something's wrong.
You know something's wrong.
Yeah.
And we are so blessed in Marion to have the providers that we have. They're a wonderful group of providers. If they would, like meals, for example, if the driver goes and knocks on the door and hears the dog barking and hears the TV on but doesn't get an answer,
something's wrong.
Right. And I get a call right away, and then I will try to call the family, and if I don't get any response, I'll go out myself and knock on the door, and if I still don't get a response, then we call the police to do a well check. So it's eyes on the seniors to make sure that they're doing okay.
I did that when I was younger. My father was a Methodist minister, and if people said, we just went to my father's house and he's not answering his door, Dad would take me and we would go knock on the door. And if nothing else, back then people didn't care as much. We would break in.
And sure.
Almost every time we found somebody couldn't get out of bed
right.
or had a heart attack or something like that. One time had committed suicide and killed his wife. That was not fun.
Oh, my. But, no, that
fortunately,
be.
I didn't go on that one, but
well,
my dad
did.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't need to bring that downer in there. But,
oh, no, that's...
do you ever have people... Do you ever take people for entertainment reasons? You know, have you ever thought about, you know, maybe getting a bus and taking people to the palace for something or anything?
We don't really do that.
Okay.
that's more of the senior center.
Yeah, of course.
The senior center, again, COVID has changed this world so much, it as
sure
we
has.
All know. But the senior center really does a wonderful job with seniors and with providing socialization for them and entertainment. I mean, a lot of times they would take folks to the Palace. They would take folks down to the Columbus Clippers games.
Sure.
They had wonderful programs for our seniors. But right now, all that's on hold.
Well, during the regular year, I'm saying regular year, during a year that you don't have COVID to worry about, what is your relationship with the senior center?
Oh, we have an excellent working relationship with the senior center.
What do you do with them?
Well, just last week, I went up to the Area Agency on Aging out of Mansfield with folks from the senior center, their director Steve Batticher and I, and some folks, and some folks on his board, and we put together about 900 wellness kits for the seniors in Marion County.
What's involved in a wellness kit?
In a wellness kit, there was a lot of reading information about different programs they'd be in could be eligible for, and then we put in face masks.
Good.
And hand sanitizer, and truthfully, I forget the other other two. I'm sorry, because I was on the face mask detail. But there was about 8 or 9 of us there, and we got 900 together in about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Wow!
So the senior center is responsible for handing those out, and they will use, I'm sure, the vans, and we provide them some of their money to operate their vans, like to operate the vans for transportation. They're one of our biggest contract agencies that we contract with.
When I was working at the Marion Community Credit Union, which is now called Pillars, I think, something like that. When I was working there, I was the PR guy there, and we would take, the senior center would volunteer to help us do classes. We would teach classes about finance, you know, high school classes, and they would come out. And the seniors, we'd get 20, 25 seniors that would come out and help us do these classes. It was great fun.
Sure.
And it gave them something to be proud of.
Yes.
And plus, it was amazing how much those of us who are over 60 enjoy being with young people.
Yes,
That worked out very nicely for
us. Yeah, last year we had a Matter of Balance class out at the senior center. Where folks,
tell me about that. Yeah,
well,
that sounds interesting.
What else we do is we offer educational series for seniors in Marion County, and this one was for folks who were falling.
Yeah.
You know,
I understand that.
Yeah. So we had, and they were certified. They came down and they taught the seniors different tricks, how not to fall.
I need that class.
And exercises to do to keep you active and not, you know, different things not to do so that you don't fall in your home or outside.
Well, my doctor tells me, I had a heart attack about 9 years ago, something like that. So I go in every quarter, and my doctor all the time asks me, do you have ramps, things to hold on to when you're going up and down the stairs.
Sure.
And he gives me all sorts of hints on how to maintain my balance, because as I've gotten older, now I was a high school and college athlete, so I was pretty good athletically, but as I gotten older, I've actually noticed that I'm a little bit lightheaded occasionally.
Sure.
Not a lot, but a little. And there are times that I've used my grab bars because I just need to
steady yourself. Yeah. I think sometimes our mind tells us we can do things.
Oh, yeah. I always think I'm 14.
Me too. I mean, when I'm down on the floor, I think, oh, I can jump right back up.
Yeah, wrong.
It just doesn't happen that way anymore. So our mind plays tricks on us.
It does indeed. Yeah.
So we also offer educational series. We've had folks come up from the Alzheimer Association to work with caregivers, and we've done series on finances and estate planning.
I was going to say, I went out to the Kingston Center I'm not sure it was you or not, but it was, they had estate planning.
Yes, we've done estate planning.
Yeah.
And so we do a wide range of things for our seniors. I think information and referral is one of the biggest areas. I must just today the phone kept ringing, just with different questions about, mostly from adult children, what we had available in Marion for their parents.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do education, do you have any connection, like with OSUM or Marion Tech? Do they teach any classes?
No, they don't right now.
That's separately.
That's separately, right.
That's on their own. Okay.
I've been out there, though, to speak to their classes. Oh. I mean, if they have a social work class or a class that's interested in what's going on in the community, I have gone out there to talk with them.
Is that your background, social work?
Yes. I've been a social worker way too long. I worked at Marion General for 25 years.
Okay.
As a discharge planner, social worker, and then I retired and from there and then went over to the senior center.
Okay. My wife, that was her college.
To the Council on Aging.
Okay. My wife, her college education from Indiana University was social work.
Oh, okay.
And she finished my college up by being a social worker. You know, she was paid so little that we actually qualified for food stamps.
I believe that, yeah. It's another one of those professions you don't go into to get rich.
No. So when she retired after 5 years, we didn't even notice that she wasn't working anymore.
That's probably true.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was making more money as an actor than she was making as a social worker.
Oh, I believe it.
And I wasn't in Hollywood. So.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
Anyway, well, now, you talk about all the people that help you. What type of help are you looking for? What are there jobs that people can help you, volunteer jobs that people can do for you?
Again, we don't have a volunteer service because we don't really do the direct service.
Okay, so like the people that drive actually are the service from the senior center.
The people that drive for the Marion, for the transportation, they're part of the senior center.
Okay. How about the food thing?
The folks that come down and deliver the food, they're part of Seneca County.
Okay.
So the personal shoppers are part of the senior center.
Okay.
Our people that do the in-home services, they are part of either Kindred at Home or Interim Home Health Care.
Okay, explain to me. What's Kindred at Home?
Kindred at Home is a home health agency in town.
Okay.
And they've contracted with us to go in and provide the home care for families.
So what the Council of Aging is doing is really being not a warehouse, but a warehouse for all the services.
Yes.
And then you fan them out to the people that need it from the people that have it.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah, I like to explain it as we're like the central spot, and from our spot goes meals, transportation, in-home care, adult daycare, and education. We have folks that come that we work with to provide all these services.
Gotcha.
That we pay to provide through our money that I hope we get through our senior services levy.
I got you. Well, is there one up in this November?
November 3rd. Yeah. No new taxes at all. It's a renewal levy.
I think your sign says no new taxes.
Right. Our signs are out there. Yeah. No new taxes at all. It's a renewal levy. And again, on a $100,000 home, it will be a little less than $2 a month.
I was running for township trustee quite a while back, and so I was supposed to speak for an organization, and I won't say who they were because they didn't like the idea of paying for levies. And I figured out, and Marca, back then, it's no longer called Marca,
right.
But they were looking for a levy, and I figured out that the Marca levy was going to cost me 35 cents a month, and they were complaining about that. So these levies are, you said it was $2 a month, I mean.
On $100,000,
yes. On $100,000. People waste $2 on a cup of coffee, so.
Right. I really hope people go out and vote yes. It's really a needed levy for Marion County and for our seniors.
Now, I assume that it's also on the mail-in ballots as well as going
out. Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
I would think it would have to be.
Yes, yeah. So hopefully we'll know that night if we win.
Yeah, I'm not sure any of the
I'm
election
not sure
stuff
if that's
is going to be.
Known. Yeah, but I'm hoping we're
maybe the
we're
next in. Day.
Yeah. You know, through this whole COVID thing, I have to say again, give a shout out to my providers. We provided services through the whole COVID thing, and they did an excellent job.
How did that affect your organization?
Well, it did affect us. I mean,
I bet it did.
Because
all your organizations that you contract with are connecting to people.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had to change the way that they did everything.
Yeah.
As far as PPE, wearing the protective gear, mm-hmm. and going into homes. A lot of the families requested that they not come, especially with mm-hmm. the personal care and in-home services. The meal program really stayed pretty active, and I actually got more referrals for meals.
You could actually just leave that on their stoop.
They knock on the door, and yeah.
Yeah.
The only services that we really had to really cut back on was, of course, the adult daycare.
Yeah.
Because the governor shut those down. Transportation kept running because people still needed to get to dialysis.
Yeah.
You know. So
and you can put somebody in the back seat. And
yes. And then they, you know, disinfect
open
the vans.
Yeah, and disinfect. Yeah.
So they changed the whole way that they had to do things. But, again, we're very blessed they did it. They did it really, really well, and our seniors were served through the whole COVID-19.
So my guess is the major thing that you're asking is for people to vote on your levy.
The major thing I'm asking today, yes, is for people to vote yes on our levy.
Okay. Well,
no new taxes.
No new taxes. Remember that. And it's for the Marion County Senior Council.
Marion County Council on
Council
Aging.
Council on Aging. There you go. So is that the way it's posted on the
That's
ballot?
That's the way it's written on the ballot,
okay,
yes.
So look for that, and please help out. You know, it's a warm spot in my heart for this because I took care of my mother for, I don't know, probably 5 or 10 years because she had really bad arthritis, mm-hmm. and we'd go to her house. I walked her every night just so that she could keep mobile, a little mobile. And we didn't have things like that. We didn't have back, 25, 30 years ago, maybe 35 years ago. We didn't have that. These services are kind of new, aren't they? Like in the last 20 years? I don't think Meals on Wheels, and I'm using that as a generic term,
right.
That type of thing wasn't around.
Not when we were younger.
When we were younger,
No. Probably last 25, 30 years, I would say.
What can people call you and ask? I mean, what type of services can, if let's say I have a mother-in-law who is suffering from a little dementia, what can I call and ask for her?
Definitely what people call me for, they're say, you know, my mother has a little dementia, what can you offer her?
Yeah, that's what I'm
so
saying.
So I definitely will talk about the meal program,
mm-hmm.
The transportation program, and when we will have it opened again, the adult daycare center.
Yeah.
And the in-home services.
So basically everything.
Everything. Whatever they feel comfortable with for their mom.
Okay.
We also do a respite service. Let me just get that in here, that if someone isn't comfortable with the adult daycare center,
mm-hmm.
We can put someone into their home who's trained and who's been had background checks and who's very, you know, safe, and who can sit with their loved one, let's say if they wanted to go out to lunch.
Okay, so it's like babysitting.
Yeah, well,
that's a terrible thing to say, but it's
if
like
they,
that.
If they wanted to go out to lunch, if they wanted just to go shopping, go pay bills.
Give you a break.
Give me a break. Even if they just wanted to go up to their bedroom and sleep. And, you know,
yeah,
their loved ones
that.
Downstairs with the caregiver. So we also have that program, which is really, I think, a
called
nice
respite
care. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in any of these services, give me a call at 740-387-0401.
We'll keep talking here for a couple more minutes, but I'll ask you that number again. So there are probably people out there right now going, I should have gotten my pencil and paper ready.
Okay.
So go do that.
Okay.
I usually give people 2 or 3 minutes. I have a show called Swap Shop.
Oh,
and
okay.
People quite often have told me, I didn't have my pencil ready when you gave the phone numbers. Anyway, so we'll give that phone number one more time. So what would you, other than the levy that they have to vote for, what would you like people to, is there something they can volunteer for? Or so, I know you contract everything out, right, but is there something that they can do to help you?
Right now, if anybody would like to put a sign in their yard, they can call me at, again.
That same number?
Same number.
You got the pencil ready? Okay, we're going to give you that number again, okay?
740-387-0401. Uh-huh. If they'd like to put a sign in their front yard, give me a call. I'll come and put the sign in their yard.
Good. Will you pick it up?
I'll pick it up, too. Yes.
Because you know it's required.
Yes.
To pick up those signs the day after.
I know that. So we will do that for folks. So that would be a great help. As far as volunteering, I wish I could think of something.
But there's really nothing you contract it all out.
And our office is really so small,
mm-hmm,
that I really don't right now have a volunteer corps.
Yeah. Have you thought about doing, getting
involved? We have thought about it, and we've talked about it. It's probably something we need to do in the future.
You're going to have to be careful, because you really don't want to step on the senior center's toes, because they do a lot of volunteer stuff.
Yes.
And you don't want to step on other people's toes that have volunteers.
Right.
Yeah. But I could see things that you could get active in.
Right. I think it's definitely something that I see us doing down the road.
Yeah. I would love, I'm, like I told you, I was in athletics, and I was in athletics for 18 years, and I always enjoyed when we'd get a senior center or some group that would come to our basketball games to our baseball games and sit in mass, because they enjoyed it so much. I mean, more than you can imagine they enjoyed it. And there aren't as many old guys alive, but the old guys really love that opportunity.
Right.
And I could see your organization developing some sort of thing like that.
Yeah.
But like you said, the senior center does that sort of thing right now. And so we can't offer what they're doing. But, I am thrilled that you came on and talked about this. We maybe we can do it one more time before the election.
I'd love to come back.
Yeah,
sure.
You've got my number, I think.
Yes, I do.
Right on
my
Facebook.
Bulletin board. I have your number, yes. No, I'd love to come back. Thank you.
And I appreciate you. I'm going to give you a break here. And, I have nothing else to do. If you want to talk, keep on talking. We can keep on talking.
No, I really appreciate coming on and just ask everybody to please vote yes on November 3rd.
Vote yes for the, say again what the...
Marion County Council on Aging Senior Services Levy.
Too long.
I know. No new tax. Just remember, no new taxes.
Yeah, that's what you really want to vote
right
for. All right, well, I really appreciate it. And since I can't walk you to the door, I'm going to say goodbye.
It's been a pleasure.
And have a great day. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much.
Best of luck on the election.
Yes, thank
All right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Sue Ellen from the Council on Aging. And don't forget, please, $2 a month does so much good. And we hope that you will. And there are no new taxes on that. That's one of those taxes that is reoccurring. It's one you're already paying. So why not keep it on there, right? My wife and I, we are on Social Security, so we understand how tough it is sometimes. And you keep thinking, oh, no, not another levy. I can't afford to keep paying all these levies. Well, so the ones that are like this, you won't even notice because you're already paying it. So just go ahead and say yes on that levy, all right? Carol and I, we're both seniors, have been seniors for, it kind of depends on, now that's one of the things I'd like to bring up to somebody. Is a senior 50? Is a senior 60? Is a senior 65? Or is a senior over 70? And there are people that think all of the above. And now I always, when I turned 50, actually, I turned 50 the year we moved here. And I never, ever thought of myself as a senior until when I hit 70, I started thinking, I really am a senior. Now, mind you, I took advantage of the Golden Buckeye card on some things, not very many. And my wife always says, oh, you can use the Golden Buckeye card. And I'm always a little embarrassed because we have enough money to pay our freight. But when we go camping in the state of Ohio, if we use our Golden Buckeye card, it's half price. And going from $30 down to $15 a day for camping, that's sizable. That's the food for that day. And we use that. So anyway, I really appreciate Sue-Ann coming in and talking about that. We will try to get her back on here before the next election, and so that we can talk more about that. I'm sorry, I called her Sue Ellen. It's Jo Ellen King, and I'm not good with names. That's one of the problems of becoming a senior. I ceased to remember names, but I didn't remember names when I was 14, let alone when I'm 74. Gee, that was 60 years ago. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Wow. Now, if you're a young person right now, you'll think that's crazy. But I walk by the mirror and don't look anymore. Yeah, I used to look and go, holy crud, who is that? Now I just don't look anymore. When I comb my hair, I look. Okay, I do look it when I comb my hair. But anyway, I hope I didn't offend Jo Ellen. I called her Sue Ellen a couple of times. I meant to call her Jo Ellen. That's her name. And I got it right here on my phone, so I won't forget it from now on. And I hope that you will vote yes on that levy for the Marion County Council on Aging. And no new taxes. All right. One of the things about getting older, you're getting older. You have no choice. Well, you do have a choice. The alternative to getting older is not nearly as much fun as getting older. Now, I've been thinking about that. My puppy dog and I, now my puppy dog is very old. She's 16. As a puppy dog, that is very old. And we try not to talk about it, my puppy and I, about getting older. But as you're getting older, you tend to think about things that you might need. I'm always worried. Well, like I mentioned earlier, my wife's parents and her grandparents, all six of them, lived way past 90. So my wife is going to live probably, I bet her mother lived to be 99. So my guess is my wife will live into her hundreds. And I don't think I will be around that long. And I worry about what's going to happen to her. I tease my wife, but she knows I love her. And I worry about what's going to happen. But there are organizations like this Council on Aging that really can help us all out. And you need to look into what they can do for you. And my guess is if you call Jo Ellen at the Council of Aging, they're over on Executive Drive, if you contact them, they can give you some good ideas. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. My mother-in-law is not feeling well, and I can't take care of her today. What can I do? Well, you might be able to check with the Council of Aging. They might be able to direct you to somebody that can pick that person up. They may have that service. They call it, what did she call it? Where they, I know babysitting is not the correct term, but where they come and they will watch the person for, you know, 2-3 hours while you are able to get some other things done. Check on that. That would be very helpful, I would think, to a lot of people. If nothing else, it gives you a chance to get outside, take a breath of fresh air, relax, maybe have a cup of coffee out. You know what I like to do when I get really frustrated and I have too much to do? I go sit in my backyard and I talk with the Cardinals and the Blue Jays, who have been crazy this year. And I'm told the Cardinals marry for life. much like I have. They marry for life. And so if you have a pair of cardinals around last year, you've got them around this year. And as long as they are healthy, you'll have them around next year. So that's what I do. I go out in the backyard. Occasionally I'll have a beer. Usually I just have a pop. Every once in a while, I love milk, so I will have a milk. And I sit out there with my puppy dog, and we talk to the birds. And I watch my tomatoes turn red, which they're doing. Thank goodness. I thought I wasn't going to get any tomatoes. Now I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with all of them that I have. There's only two people in my household. My dog does not eat tomatoes. So Carol and I do eat tomatoes. I'm not a big tomato fan, but we have them on our tacos and we have them on our hamburgers and stuff like that. So we'll get them used. I have more herbs than anybody should have. If anybody needs sage, let me know. Both my neighbors have already taken a whole bunch of it, so I'm not sure they want any more. I have sage, and I have, what else do I have? I have basil, and I have chives, and I have, well, I've got a bunch of them. Parsley. For some reason or other, I have a green thumb for herbs. I have a whole garden full of nothing but herbs. My wife and I use herbs about once every month. So anyway, but it's kind of fun. That it's kind of a avocation for me. I enjoy planting them. I enjoy watching them grow. I absolutely hate weeding. So anyway. Oregano. I have my oregano plant is probably 6 feet in, no, 4 feet in diameter. I've got to chop it back. It's getting way too big. I have garlic that was coming up. Now I've got to get better garlic because my garlic is too small anymore. But and I guess I'm not sure garlic is considered an herb. It's more in the, I would guess, in the onion family. I don't know. Anyway, tomorrow we are going to be on, let's see, I'm trying to remember who we have on tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think I have, let me look at my phone here. My phone will tell me. Tomorrow, I have Lynn Thomas, who is running for office here in town, and he's going to come on at 11:15, and we're going to talk about the state of Marion politics, all right? And in the morning, I'm going to do a speech, but I've got about four of them I've been looking at, and I'm not quite sure which one I'm going to do. I've had a lot of success. People have told me they really like, especially this last one that I did. I did the Lorax, and it's really not a speech. It's a child's book, but it's a child's book with an adult message about environmental concerns. A terrific book by Dr. Seuss, and we may do. I've got another one that's from Dr. Seuss. I hate doing two in a row that way, but this one is really good. But I've got two or three others. I've got to pare it down. Tonight, the dog and I are going to sit on the couch and decide what we're going to read to you tomorrow. I'm not sure which one of the sessions, probably the early morning session at 10 o'clock. And it's called, the show is called On the Air, and we'll have probably a speech in the first hour, and then Lynn Thomas will come on as our guest in the second hour. And then don't forget, we will have Chop Shop. I keep doing that. Swap Shop. Swap Shop. We're going to have that on after 12:15 tomorrow. Well, I hope you can join us. If you can't join us, we'll miss you. We've got about 45 seconds before we're out of here, and then I go to the grocery store, my weekly grocery store shopping with my mask on, and I'll be out there shopping. And we hope you remember to come back tomorrow, and don't forget, we would like you to help out the Council on Aging. Joellen King was in here today, gave us a lot of good information. I knew very little of that information, and she really made me a lot smarter. And we hope you return tomorrow. And we'll be out of here. Have a great day. And I'm Glenn Coble on WWGH.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former co-